unfolding the wonders of thanksgiving. Unfolding the wonders of thanksgiving. And that's the course of this, the series. But what I want to speak about today is just simply give thanks. It's simple. Simply give thanks. And I'm going to lay a foundation that builds on what Thanksgiving really is as we go. Now, the world is celebrating Thanksgiving. We are celebrating Thanksgiving. In another 4 weeks now, we will be, well, I won't say be killing because already killed, but you'll be cooking turkey. And you'll be having fun. But what is Thanksgiving really the turkey? Is Thanksgiving really just the idea of just having a time to just give thanks? But what is Thanksgiving? We're going to get into that through the course of this. But today I just want to say I will talk to us about simply giving thanks, and it's sort of a foundation. In this current situation and with what's going on in the world today, it may seem really tough to see a reason to be thankful. What comes first, a testimony or thanksgiving? It's almost like a, right, thanksgiving. You sure? Okay. So even if you don't have a testimony, you're saying thanksgiving comes first. Okay, and why is it that I wouldn't get there? Thank you for sharing that. All right, so it may seem really tough to see a reason to be thankful. Maybe you may have lost your job. Your car has been repossessed. You're getting threatening letters. You've lost a loved one to what's going on, the pandemic, or you're feeling the weight of the economy on your finances. And trust me, I do know. I know about that. Or you feel you've been overwhelmed by the political atmosphere. There's never been more polarized time in this country than this current political atmosphere. You know, I understand why I encourage everyone to go vote. I have voted already. If you have not voted, please vote. It's your right. If you can vote, okay, and you want to vote, please go vote. It's your right. And while you're voting, consider what God wants you to do and pray for the nation. Because here's the thing. It's not about whether it's Republican or Democrat. Whether it's a Republican place and you're a Democrat, you still have to live in that place. Whether it's a Democrat country and you're a Republican, you still have to live in there. And the Bible is not, that means that your prosperity is not dependent on who is there. Because either way you go, you're going to live in this country. So it's for you to say, Lord, whoever you have put there, I know that my own will be blessed. And I know you're going to give them the heart to do the right things. And that's big. But vote. Okay? Your prayer without, I think you've heard, if you've been a member of this church and you don't know that faith without works is dead, the Bible says that you better know it now. Do your part. Do your part, right? And then let God just, and then let's watch God bless us as we go on here in this world. Amen. Amen. And so you may have experienced political atmosphere and you just find it tough to see the silver lining in life. And this is our season of Thanksgiving, and you may be asking, what is the value of reason to give thanks? What am I even giving thanks for? I'll tell you what Charles Spurgeon said. He said, here's a standing reason for Thanksgiving. Although we may not always be healthy, it's quite a lot there, nor always prosperous, right? Yet God is always good. And therefore, there is always a sufficient argument for giving thanks. That he is a good God, essentially, that he cannot be otherwise than good, should be a fountain out of which the richest praises should perpetually flow. You may not have what you're looking for. The world may seem like it's coming around, but here's one thing that will not, someone that will never leave you nor forsake you. That's God. That he is your God and he is a good God is enough for you to give thanks. You know, we may talk about how Job reacted or responded. Job said, the Lord give it. The Lord take it away. It said what? Yet will I praise him. Now, whatever his understanding is, he just believes that no matter what is happening, God is in control. Now, some of us will be rebuking the devil. Yeah, the devil, and then you focus on the devil and forget to say that you are alive to even rebuke the devil is the blessings of God. Right? That many people can't rebuke the devil, that the devil was able to win over their lives. And sometimes we get focused on the devil of I cannot what it is. When God is looking and say, I you don't know what I delivered you from. You see, that thing should have killed you, but I saved you. Why are you looking at that thing that should have killed? That accident should have almost took me. That accident almost took me away. My team always says I should not be so close here because they're afraid for me. So I'm learning, and so they decide to move all these things here. I said, you just created a platform in front of the whole thing. So I moved it back a bit. So let me just do that a bit. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We focus on the things. Okay, glory to God, we're going to get there. We focus on the things that are taking us away from the one who's giving us the blessing. And that is the reason why sometimes we don't see why we need to give thanks. You see, and we're going to go through just a few things about what giving thanks is. Just something notable things about giving thanks. When we change our mind and not look at what has not happened, and we look at what has happened, we have a reason to give thanks. And I can in a few seconds give you a reason why you got to give thanks. Why show you why you got to give thanks. Number one, just one. This is November, January. Men, 279 people started with you. 279. Now tell me what you did well. You think your mask is what covered you? Tell me exactly what you did well and right that you're qualified to be here. And it's less than 11 months. Actually, in 7 months, because it started in March. 8 months. Listen, there are many who will give anything to be your position today. So why can't we give thanks? Say to your neighbor, simply give thanks. Whichever way you see it, there is more to be thankful for than not. By giving thanks, what I mean is expressing the emotion of gratitude and the expression of it by either by song or by grateful speech or by thankful look, which means far more than words can express. It's important that we have to find avenue through which we express our thanks to God. If you don't give thanks, it's a job of the enemy to, you see, when you don't, if we don't give thanks, we're covering the cloud. We're putting a dark cloud over the blessing. When you give thanks, it penetrates the cloud and opens the heavens. Because anybody, you know what you don't teach anyone to do? You don't teach anybody to be mad. You don't teach people to be sad. Why then do we have to beg people to be happy? To give thanks. To give thanks is paramount to who we are as individuals or even as believers. Giving thanks is a true reflection of your understanding of grace and blessings that you enjoy. If we know what this grace is and we know what this blessing is, we would give thanks. I'll say this. Now, it's really important to give thanks because you see, Thanksgiving adds taste to your life. Now, without Thanksgiving, life feels really tasteless. I can't even wonder what I mean by that. Now, Thanksgiving adds flavor. It makes life enjoyable, right? When you give thanks, you become unstable. You become unstoppable. You become a mystery in every way. When you give thanks, no one can figure you out. Because thanks comes from a place of joy. Thanksgiving is from a place of gratitude and rejoicing. Now, have you ever seen anybody who's happy when, watch this, you know, You know, when you're in a team of places and things are not looking well, and somebody comes around, they just start smiling. It begins to, if you don't understand Thanksgiving, you either join the person or you are mad at the person. And now you know you're mad, you begin to imagine that, what is in all of the problems here that's making you smile? And the guy becomes the enemy. Now, why are you smiling? I mean, everyone's crying. What? And then he's like, what is your problem? Now, the guy who's laughing is the one who's got a problem. Not you, who can't smile. So what is your problem? Why are you just smiling at everything we're doing? Right? You see, when you give thanks, when you come from a place of gratitude, nobody can figure you out. Now they either want to join you or they want to know why you're happy. I don't know about you. I want to be one of those people where you shouldn't figure me out. You should know that, let me ruin his day by throwing him a curveball. And that's what the enemy will do. He wants to ruin your day and throw you a curveball to see what you're going to do. But the Bible says, in all things, give thanks. Because no matter what you may be going through, in all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. In the book of Thessalonians. It sets, when you give thanks, it sets an alarm, a bell. Say, look at me. I refuse to let the challenges hold me down. And this is for as many as see that no matter what you're going through, that God is still on the throne. Bible says all things work together for good to them that love God, that call according to his purpose. Even the things that don't look good work together for good. Even things that hurt you, that feel like they're hurting you, they work together for good. How many times have you been in pain and still raised up your hand and said, Lord, I thank you? You know, we blame the devil for that. But if you're truly going to be believing the word of God for what it is, then it's not only when God gives you a promotion that you say, I thank you. Even when the things are hurting you, you broke your leg, raise up your hand and say, I thank you. And you might wonder, why? Because your leg, if you broke the leg and they can still fix it, you better thank God. If you're not confined to the wheelchair, you better have a reason to give thanks. I usually say something, I was watching, I can't remember what it was, but I was watching something where there was this is a scenario, a guy was going to a place and he didn't see something coming around, right? And there was this big thing that was coming, that was chopping things off. It was just like a metal that fell and was chopping things off. And this thing was coming in, and this guy, someone was walking behind him, and this guy didn't see it. And the guy was telling him, wait, get down. And he didn't see it. So this guy behind him just took a big rod and hit the guy's leg. And the leg fell down. And that thing bypassed his head. The guy's mad at him here. And I said, you're supposed to look back and say, thank you. The leg can be fixed. Your head cannot be fixed. So in the matter of whatever we may be going through, the hurt at the moment is not a reason to pull us back from giving thanks. We should learn to give thanks even when it feels tough. If God did it, and that's why if you look at it when it says, the scripture says, when you're weeping, you're going out sowing seeds. It's paradoxical, right? It's just, you can't understand it. Because God is not just wanting to be God that is a sugar daddy when he blesses you, is when you come back and say thank you. He's a God that when he blesses you, and when you have not yet seen his blessing, you still give him thanks. We got to learn to give God thanks beyond our own satisfaction. If you're trusting God for something, give thanks. If you have not gotten that, give thanks. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you why giving thanks is an act of faith. Hallelujah. So, Charles Spurgeon said, Pastor Toy said something. He said, those who see God in everything will ever know his joy in all they do. In other words, those who fail to see God in everything will never know his joy in anything. Pastor Toya Demola. Now, we should always be grateful for gifts, influence, and success. A gratitude which is not attended with joy can scarcely be called gratitude at all. Charles Spurgeon. I want to talk about some things because of my time, some notable things about Thanksgiving. Number one, whenever the power of thanksgiving is unleashed, the presence of God is invoked. When thanksgiving is unleashed, the presence of God is invoked. The fastest way to get God's presence into whatever you're doing is to be burst out in thanksgiving. There's nobody who gives thanks and is mad. As a matter of fact, when you give your child something and they're mad, and have you ever smacked your child and said, go back and say thank you? and then you expect that thank you to be really happy, right? Like, go back and say thank you. It doesn't work that way, right? Go back and say thank you because I love you so much is why I disciplined you. You let me know how that goes. But it's impossible to be, it's very tough to be happy and give thanks. Whenever the power of thanksgiving is unleashed, God's presence is invoked. Because in Psalm 22, verse 3, the scripture says that he's enthroned in the praises of his people. He's enthroned in the praises of his people. If you want God to step into a situation, then you need to learn to give thanks. Some of the ways that I think we go about is we try to work it out to the point where we can start to give thanks. Do you understand what I'm saying? We begin to work it out. It's like, okay, well, it's not working here. Let me do this to the point where you think you have. And that's what hampers us a lot of times from giving thanks, because we tend to see ourselves in the process. Because you worked it out and go, well, I did this, I did it. And that's where your idea comes with, I'm self-made, right? Because I did it. I don't know about you, but I would learn to just kind of give thanks, you know, so that he can, I don't have to exert so much energy. He can take me from here to here, because only he can do that. Because he steps right in. Because he steps right in. Jesus lifted up the bread and 5 loaves and 2 fish, and the Bible says, and he gave thanks, and multiplication happened. Jesus lifted up his eyes and looked at and said, Lazarus, said, Lord, I thank you that you, I know that you've always heard me, but because of this people. And he came out and said, Lazarus, come forth. When he gave thanks, the miracle, Jesus and God stepped in. Fastest way to get God into your situation is give thanks. Don't try to get out of it. Give thanks in that situation. And let God step right into it and watch mighty miracles begin to happen. Is someone with me this morning? Hallelujah. And so we know about that. Now listen to this. When a lion manifests in the power, its power in the, a lion manifests its power in the jungle. You know, I was watching this. I love animal things. And I'm the weirdo in my family that I love watching nature. And so what I see is that a leopard, I think it's a leopard or a jaguar, that's the biggest, that's a cat that catches alligators the most, okay? And lions, when they're very hungry, they want to get alligator. And that's okay. You can almost get an alligator when it's on land. It'll fight, but you can almost get it. But I dare you. I dare the lion. It's so funny. There's an alligator, there's a lion that chased an alligator into the water. Well, lion was into the water, and there was a small island in front of that. The alligator went that way. And so the lion saw another alligator come this way, and lion went and stood by the island. And all the alligators started to come around. You should see how, I've never seen a lion frantic. You see how the lion was pacing around, looking. The hunter becomes the hunted. In the land of water, in water, the alligator is king. He's king over the one that prayed him, that was praying over him. So, fish manifests his power in water, right? And God manifests his power in your praises, because it's an atmosphere he enjoys to be in. The Bible says the earth, it was created for his pleasure. The earth sing his praises. They adore. They just kind of reverence him. And so when we sing praises, that's why the presence of the Lord is very strong when there's praise and worship going on. Hallelujah. Number two about thanksgiving is this. Thanksgiving is a fruit that God expects to harvest from his generous act of kindness to his children. Now, what does this mean? God expects us, God expects to harvest something. So if God has been good to you and he's been a great God to you, is it okay for you to just give him thanks? It's a harvest. He's a seed sower. He created us so that we can give him thanks. The Bible says we're created for his pleasure so that we can give him thanks. And so God expects the harvest. When you deny God thanks, you rob him of his harvest. In the book of Malachi chapter 2, verse 2, it says, if you would not hear and if you would not take it to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, it says, I will send a curse upon you. That's not, and I will send a curse upon you and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I've cursed them already, but because you do not take it to heart. Now, that's not your portion, right? That's not your portion. But God says, if you don't recognize the things I do, then how do you expect to keep growing in the things I've provided? You know what I believe? I believe that God gives us blessings in stages. And you can understand that because when he told Abraham something, he just didn't give him a child. He gave him certain things in stages. And as you go on, you realize that when God gives you the first blessings, it's watching your heart. How do I know this? In the book of Luke, the Bible says that Jesus was walking and he healed 10 lepers. Now, they were healed. Only one became whole. 10 were healed, one became whole. So is it, you know, imagine you got the blessing and just ran away. What? I can walk and I run away, right? And that's what happens to all of us. You get that promotion, we can't find you in church anymore. But before that promotion, you were the first person and the last person. There is more beyond the blessing. There's so much more. I've learned this, that what you see about God, what you get is the extent to which you know him. When you go deeper, you will see new levels. So the level you get to, and if you give thanks for this level, I used to say this, praise and worship are the keys to the exit door during hectic times. Praise and worship are the keys to the exit door during hectic times. When you're in the moment with things, and you can hashtag that, but just put color behind it. I'm just joking. But when you go beyond where you currently are and you're stranded, or God gives you blessings and you get to the first level, there is always a holy of holies. Psalm 100 says that enter his courts with praise. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Just because you go into the gate, you say, Amen, but there's another level. And that level gets there because of a thanks for the current level. We cannot afford to look at, I don't care if you're going to, the CEO of Walmart today started loading the truck in Walmart. CEO of Walmart today started with loading trucks in Walmart. And his father did not own Walmart, but he's a CEO. Where you are now is not a reflection of what God has said about you. You just need to thank God for this moment, and then the doors open the next moment. Thank God for that level, opens the next. Don't complain about where you are. You only keep yourself in that place. Nobody promotes a complainer. Nobody promotes a complainer. It may not look all good, but thank God. Just give God thanks. Like I said, when you give things, nobody can figure it out. When people see you joyful, do you know, and I've had the privilege of leading teams, right? Do you know the people you bring closer are the ones where you give the job, they don't? The guy that you give the job that looks like this, you just say, stay as far, just give him the job and stay as far as you can from there. But the ones you bring closer are the ones that are like joyful, right? Yeah, let's get it. Talked about this on Wednesday. Joshua and Caleb, out of the millions of people that left Egypt, what qualified them to get into the promised land? They're the only two people that believed in what God said. And they said, let's go get it. And you wonder why Moses took him as number two. Well, God told him that. But you wonder why God was speaking, what he was with Moses. Because only go-getters get going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's go. What's the next one? Yeah, that was the second one. Now, third one is Thanksgiving is a conscious decision in obedience. Now, Thanksgiving is never done by mistake. I want you to understand that. There's no way you can mistakenly give thanks. When you come back to give thanks, it is not based on a feeling. It must be your decision. So don't think I feel, it can't be I feel like giving thanks. You've got to decide. Choose to give thanks. Thanksgiving is not by mistake. It's by deliberate decision to do that. When someone says thank you without you doing something, you would ask what? You would say what? Why? What did I do? For what? A conscious decision. Imagine if God has done nothing and you come back and say thank you, he himself will say, what did I do again? And what does that tell you? You get his attention by thank you. If someone came up to you and said, you've not done, you hang up the phone. If someone picks up the phone and say, you know, I want to thank you for, your heart just goes like this. Whenever you, and you hear people, when those who have businesses, when you want to solicit for business from other people, don't go about telling them what you can provide. Appreciate them for the little business you've already got. Tell them how much more you feel like you can help them, but you need some time to sit down with them to understand the business better so that you can help them. But thank you for your business. When I have to talk to someone in a higher level, I always start with thank you for your business. Why? Because they don't know me. Maybe first time we're meeting, but thank you for your business. It just resonates. Oh, we do business. Okay, yeah. And imagine if someone, because you're giving them this sense of, you deserve this, thank you. And when we do that to God and say, God, thank you, he's like, okay, what did I do again? Which one are you waiting for now? And then he begins to step into that one. Why? Because he sees a heart that recognizes the present situation. It's someone with me this morning. Hallelujah. And so in Ephesians chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, it says, giving thanks and always for all things to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. And you get the same thing in Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Because of our time, I'm not able to go there. So I'll go to the next one now. Thanksgiving is humbling one's self. You see, it is not, you don't lose dignity when you give thanks. You don't lose dignity when you give thanks. You humble yourself. I'm not saying, it shows humility. You know, there's some people that you do so many things for them and they still feel like it's an entitled. You know what we call them? Spoiled brats. They feel like they're entitled. Well, it's after all my right. But imagine if you go to God and you say thank you, or if you go to somebody and say thank you. It just has this thing of appreciation. And it just makes you humble enough to say thank you. You don't lose your dignity because you say thank you. When you say thank you, you're saying, I appreciate it and I'm grateful for what you have done. You're recognizing the giver for such grace bestowed on you. Number five. Your thanksgiving reflects your level of faith in God's word. Your thanksgiving reflects your level of grace, your level of faith in God's word. You see, any life that says I'm a life full of faith must be a life full of thanksgiving. Why is that? You see, the Bible says that he calleth those things which be not as though they were. So if God has said something about you, it's no longer he wants to do it. It has already been done. Are you with me? So when God has said something, then you should act like as if it's already done. So it should give you a reason to what? Thank God. If God says, I'm going to bless your business. Then don't start. How? What will you do? No, that's not. Begin to thank God. Because the Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie. Not a son of man that he should repent. It says, have I not said it? And will I not do it? It says, everything can go and pass away, but not God's word. So if God's word about you, that's why it's important to hear God's word about what you're doing. If God's word is clear to you, then all you need to do is move into what? Thanksgiving. Because that word will come to pass. Amen. That word will come took pass. And if we will thank the Lord, and people say, thank the Lord in advance. If God's word has said it, it's no longer in advance. Thank the Lord because it has been done. Because that's not in advance. Because God's word is like, you know, God's, you might see blue, brown. And God says, this is my own interpretation, so please bear with me. God says, I see blue. All of a sudden, you see, it's not that it changed to blue. Your whole mind began to see blue. Began means all of a sudden, you've been seeing blue all along. Because your mind, God said it, and that's what it is. And so, when we are going to be giving thanks to God, give thanks to God because his word has gone forth. It's no longer in advance. And I think we make a mistake by saying, let's God thank God in advance. If it's a word of God, you're thanking God because it's already done. You may not see it yet, but it's already done. Why? Because Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's why thanksgiving is an active push of faith. Because when you give thanks for what has been spoken, then you are acting in what? In faith. Hallelujah. And then I'll say this, that thanksgiving is the hallmark of those who have learned to count the blessings in life. If you want to know how to be everything, you got to learn to count your blessings. It's better to lose count naming your blessings than to lose your blessings by counting your troubles. I dare you to do something in this all. Well, not dare. I encourage you to do something. To do something this whole month, before next week, take a pen and a paper, and write down blessings. Just write down Psalm 40 verse 5. Write down what God has done. Just take a moment. You know, a woman of God shared with me recently. She goes, every day I take a piece of paper at the end of the day and I write down what something God has done and I put in a jar. You try that every day. At the end of a year, you would have 365 things that you can go back to and say, you did this. You did this. Wow, when did you do this? Because we soon forget blessings. We soon forget blessings. When you got your raise earlier this year, if you got raise, you have forgotten. Because the raise has had a subject. If you got something before, you've forgotten. We soon forget quickly. But when you count the blessings, Psalm 40 verse 5, it says, many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works, which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. But how can you get to a place like this? By what? Writing your blessings. You know, I dare you, encourage you to do that. And when you now do that, just if you want to do it every day of this month, this Thanksgiving series, right? Every day of this month, just write something that God has done. And every time you look through it at the end of a week, I want you, and we look at the end of a year, at the end of a month, we're going to look through that. Okay, today's what, number one. Gotcha. So you start today. By the end of the day, you put it down. At the end of about the 31st, I want you to go back. I can guarantee you, by the time you get to day number 5, number 10, you'll drop it down and bow down and say, thank you. Because it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. Hallelujah. What do we need to do? We need to change our focus. With God, sometimes we're consumed by ourselves and our current situations. Can I have the choir? What you focus on controls your decisions. What you focus on controls your decisions. Your decisions dictate your outcome. What you focus on controls your decision. If I'm focusing on negativity, my decisions will be based on negativity. It's very tough to focus one place and be making decisions behind your back. Very impossible. I cannot say I'm going to Dallas and be making decisions about Houston. What you focus on controls your decisions. And your decisions dictate your outcome. You're where you are today because of your decisions. So what do we need to do? We need to change our focus. And we need to change our focus. Focusing on what God has done leads... Focusing on what God has not done leads to fear and worry. Thanking God for what He has done or on what He's doing leads to peace and contentment. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 says, finally, my brethren, please let me have it. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things are praiseworthy of good report, whatsoever things are good. I've passed that one. Adjust. Finally, you come behind. Okay. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue or if there's anything, you didn't sound like you meant it. If there's anything, this is why you need to write things down. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on this thing. Meditate on these things. If there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Because we need to change. That opens your focus from negativity to positivity. It moves your eye from it's impossible to it's possible. It moves away from the devil to God can. It moves away from I couldn't make it happen to He's going to make it happen. Why? Because we're changing our focus. And this morning, we're going to sing. I don't know, I'm just going to give you a couple of seconds to... change your focus. I'm going to give you a couple seconds to change your focus. You know, a research by Harvard Medical School says that grateful people are healthier people. When you're thankful, your tank would always be full. I'm going to give you a minute to change your focus. Now, if you're here and you don't know the Lord personally, He's the one that gives you joy. Part of the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Love, joy, peace, and long suffering. Part of that is joy. And He's ready to give you joy. So if you do not know God, before we get into a time of worship and thank Him, I want you to lay your hands on your right hand and let's come into this family together.